Day three of ACC kickoff. Theo Dorsey here with you on the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. And I'm joined now by head coach of the Miami Hurricanes entering year three, Mario Cristobal. And first and foremost, on the behalf of everybody at the ACC and even myself, sorry that there was no Cafecito waiting on you here this morning.
I'll tell you what, man, we got to fix that.
That's one thing that they can fix. One thing that a lot of fans are excited about is this roster that we have this year for the Miami Hurricanes. Coach Cristobal, you brought in here guys like Jalen, like Kiko, Cam Ward. I mean, this is Canes football, right? Is this the most talented roster you've had since you became the Coral Gables?
It's certainly gotten better and better each and every year. I mean, we've been here 2 years. Our first class, they were freshmen last year. They'll be sophomores. Our second class will become freshmen this year. And we've sprinkled in a lot of, a good number of portal players, high caliber portal players, to go with some fourth and fifth year guys, a handful of fourth and fifth year guys. So it's a really good roster. You know, we feel like we've enhanced the caliber of player, the caliber of depth at certain positions, and it's certainly trending in the right direction.
You, one of those guys that has everybody excited is Cam Ward, who comes over from Wazoo. I mean, we know about the football player, but the guy, he seems just so magnetic. He seems like such a great leader and a good dude to be around. I mean, is this guy, he was like born to be a Cane, right? He could have played in any era of Cane football.
He certainly reminds you of that, you know, because he does have the work ethic. He has the football IQ, the resiliency. I mean, the alpha mentality where he just gets after it and he demands a lot of himself and those around him. So he has earned the trust and respect of his teammates by his work ethic and by his performances in practice. So all in all, we're blessed to have Cam Ward with us.
You talk about, the self-accountability he has there with himself. For you two entering year three, how much of an emphasis have you put on yourself and your coaching staff to now take this roster that's the best we've seen in your era and also make sure that it turns into those wins? Because I know that 7 coming off of last year was likely, you know, a disappointment for what you guys had.
Well, it's all about the starting point, right? We were brought to Miami for a reason, and it wasn't because they were doing well, right? You have to start with the roster, then you go to the coaching staff, and you put it together, and you progress. And there's been a lot of progress over the course of 1 year, and we expect to progress even more this year. And by doing it the right way, culture, better players, better coaching, continuity in coaching. Football is not a beauty contest. It's not just having, you know, better players in the locker room that run well or jump high. It's about making sure you get them to play to the best of their abilities and play together as a team. And that's been the sole focal point of our entire coaching staff.
Mario Cristobal here, Miami Hurricanes head coach, joining me, Theo Dorsey, here on ESPN 106.3. You guys haven't, this year you probably don't have that many guys from Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast, but I know that's an area you recruit very heavily. I'm curious with this, though, because in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast, we have a lot of high school athletes that bounce around school to school a lot. Then you have some that stay 10 toes down at one school for 4 years. You, as an elite recruiter, a guy that's been doing this at a high level for so many years in college football, what's your perspective on both sides? A kid that has stayed and grown up in one system their whole time, and also the kids that have transferred around a little bit, chasing after different coaches or programs?
I mean, every case is different. I don't think you could, I don't judge. You know, you take every single case independently and subjectively and figure out, you know, why. And then you go right to the attendance records. What are they doing in the classroom? You know, are they showing up to practice? Are they working hard? Are they accountable teammates? Are they producing at a high level? Are they great teammates when they're down or when they're up in games? It's like we have a very thorough process, and it doesn't matter if they're from Palm Beach, Broward, Dade, or, you know, Southern California. We're going to go find the best players that want to be Miami Hurricanes and that fit what we do and how we do it. So Palm Beach is awesome. I had teammates from Palm Beach when I was at the University of Miami. There's elite football there, just like in Broward and Dade. So, obviously, it's always going to be a focal point of our recruiting efforts.
Reuben Bain, I mean, that dude in year one, immaculate. Is there any other freshmen coming into this season that have shown you a bit of, like, hey, you could probably earn some time and maybe have that kind of an impact early on, like what Bain was able to do up front on the defensive line?
Oh, I think a lot of them do. I mean, we recruit a very talented class, you know, and I think one thing we don't discriminate. I mean, if you can play, it doesn't matter if you just got here, if you've been here for 5 years, if you transferred in, if you walked on, it don't matter. If you can play, you're going to play, and we're going to get you ready to play. So, I mean, work reigns supreme at the University of Miami. If you love to work, you're going to fit in great. If you don't like to work, it's not going to work out.
As a guy like yourself, Coach Cristobal, who's so dedicated to football and spent so many years in the depths of the game, does it offend you at all when people that don't have as much experience in the game are out on Twitter or maybe even in press conferences questioning any kind of in-game decisions or things that you've made?
I can't. I don't do the Twitter world, brother. I don't. You got to understand something. The world that we live in, it is night and day, every single day, and a dedicated life to football and to a football program. And particularly in our case, we've been fortunate enough to go to places that have needed rebuilds. They've all needed, sans Alabama, right? And so we have processes in place that have worked every place. And so the focus of all of our people is always on the people in the building and the processes. Outside of that, I couldn't tell you who likes what, dislikes what, and it's never going to matter, and it never has mattered in football. So, tough question to answer. I really don't have an answer.
I get you on that.
Well, I do ball, bro. I don't do game show hosts. I don't, do predictions and projections and tweets. I do ball.
Well, we love that for you. We love that for the Canes. Looking forward to y'all starting off the season in the Swamp, August 31st. You see, we got it right there on the CFB 25, that environment and whatnot. I mean, what do you remember about that environment, and how have you prepped your guys for it on the way out here?
We'll talk about Florida when it's time. Obviously, everybody's excited about the game, because it's a rivalry game. It's an in-state game. There's a long tradition and history with programs getting after each other, but the only thing we're focusing on is Miami. There is absolutely 0 point and zero focus on talking about an opponent when we still have to get ourselves better. So we enter camp with the sole intention to improve our processes, our schematics, our fundamentals, our techniques, our conditioning, and our culture. And when we get to a certain point, we'll turn the focus on them.
Gotcha. That's Mario Cristobal joining us on the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Appreciate your time. Enjoy your rest of your time in Charlotte, and looking forward to the Canes ending the season in Charlotte there in the ACC Championship.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having me. Go
yes,
Canes.
Yes, sir. Tried to get him to do that, to agree with me there, and he didn't. He's such a pro there on the microphone there. Mario Cristobal, appreciate his time. The Canes do open up the season August 31st in the Swamp against those Gators, and we'll see again. Cam Ward, the guy that has all the hype around this, in Charlotte here. Everybody's waiting to see what kind of potential he'll have with the Canes. That'll be up to Shannon Dawson, Mario Cristobal, and the rest of that Miami football squad to see what they can do in 2024.